I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is the Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Ed Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
I can remember a time where I just wanted to feel loved. You know, I just wanted to know love and be in love. And, well, I looked in all the wrong places, and this is kind of how the story went. Listen.
All I ever wanted was to be loved by everyone, searching for acceptance in the arms of anyone but
you. Knew my heart right from the start. You knew just what
I needed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was broken, yeah. Weak. I hated me, so incomplete.
But you came along and gave me. Removed all my scars. word said, he removed the stony heart, and he gave me a heart of flesh. And now I know what real love is. And so,
I came with arms to
God. Know his love for yourself. I pray you open up and let him in. I promise he will never, ever, ever disappoint you. You wanna know why? It's because he doesn't play with hearts. He's the king of hearts.
All right, that was Jael with a song entitled King of Hearts. Today we're going to be talking about hearts and so much more with Dr. Cheryl Hope. She's written a book entitled His Heart, Her Voice. And in the book, she's taking interviews with a number of men and she's speaking them to her audience using her voice. These men have encountered loss due to a divorce, due to things just really not working out the way things always work out. And a number of times when relationships have a breakdown and a separation, or maybe they end, most of the time people side with the woman. But she's found a way to get men to open up, to really speak what they've always wanted to say. And in a lot of cases, what they needed to say. Hindsight is 20/20, and sometimes these men, they can see clearly now. Sometimes they are able to say after a relationship has dissolved, what they needed to say all along. So this book is very telling. It's very truthful and it's very helpful. So we're talking to Dr. Hope about what's in the book and how we can grow from it. Also, you know, while you're listening to this interview with Dr. Hope, if you would like to bring her where you are, make sure you get her contact information. You can reach out to us here at the show, or you can connect with her on social media and make sure you reach out to her. So that you can make this book not only a part of your library, but you can make this experience one of your own. Maybe you're interested in bringing her to maybe a conference or something where you are. We would love to connect you with her to help her bring this amazing breakthrough where you are. All right. So without further ado, we're going to jump into the interview. That was my disclaimer for those of you who can already tell this is a different show, a bit of a different show, a little different than our normal presentation here at On the Record, but I know for a fact it's very needed, and I know that it's going to help somebody. It's going to help millions. So thank you all for listening to Soul Prosper Radio On the Record today. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I'm so thrilled to have you listening to this show today. Make sure you share with somebody else. Make sure you get this book today. It's very needed. So help me welcome Dr. Hope to the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio On the Record. I'm your gracious host, Fred Willis, and I have on the line with me a very distinguished guest. Help me welcome Dr. Cheryl Hope to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. Before we get started, I want to say this. I see that you're a native of Trinidad and Tobago, and just the other day I had Sherwin Gardner on.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm having him. You had someone that's great on your program. Wow.
Absolutely. I'm having a really good week here at Soul Prosper Radio. So again, thank you so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
All right. So you've written a new book, and in this new book, you're talking about something that a lot of us need to talk about, whether we want to or not. You're talking about the hearts of men. You're talking about some of the things that we go through, some of our experiences. And you even venture into that that dreaded area of divorce and living life after divorce, rebuilding, starting over, and everything like that. I see here you've done extensive research and interviewing with many, many, many men who I guess needed to kind of get some things off their chest and open up a little bit. So talk to me about this book and how it came about.
Well, it came about from my own failure. And I think in looking at it, and you may agree or may not agree, that when you look at a relationship, you hear the woman. We mm-hmm. talk a lot, we cry a lot, and not a lot of people listen to the men.
Right.
Since we believe in that kind of relationship where marriage is between a man and a woman, we need to spend some time finding out the heart of a man. So I got into the man cave, and I got a few nuggets that I shared in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you in the man, you in the man cave, all right?
Yeah, I got into the they let me in. I couldn't stay, I had one of those passes that expired.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I got a chance to get into the man cave, and it was mind blowing.
Absolutely.
For the ladies who are listening, we really, even if you have sons, reading the book would help you look at them a little differently, because men are really different.
Now, we've heard that
in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. We've heard that for years, but you really got into the different intricacies, the nuances that separate men from women emotionally, our thought process and all that stuff. You use that visitor's pass in the man cave well. And I'm going to say this, because I'm looking at the chapters here, and you really, really got into the heart of the matter. The book is His Heart, Her Voice. And chapter one is after the divorce, but chapter two says why he yearns for the side chick. Wow.
Well, that is the chapter that's getting me into trouble, because nobody wants to be the side chick. But after you read the chapter, I promise you, you will be asking, how do I qualify to be a side chick? Because I learned that's what the man means. That's what he's looking for. That's the it that he's seeking for.
But did anybody say why they were looking at that outside of marriage? I mean, don't we get married for that? Don't we have a period of time where that's what we have? How do we lose it? I mean, what did they tell you?
Well, I don't want to spoil the chapter, but it would surprise you. Someone was reading the chapter and they said, Dr. Cheryl must have had something to drink before she wrote this chapter.
Wow.
And when she got to the end of the chapter, she understood, because it's really coming from a biblical base. And mm-hmm. I know people want to stone me, but I took that directly from the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is what Adam was looking for. This is what Abraham was looking for. Samson was looking for, and he got into trouble there.
Mm.
But you have to really read the book to understand who the side chick is. And it's endorsed by God. Isn't that crazy?
Ah, yes. I see.
Well, the book is talking about a side chick, not a chick on the side.
Ah,
that
okay.
That will give you a little hint
okay.
of what it's really talking about.
Ah, very good.
So it's a side
very
chick, good. But not a chick on the side.
I got you. Now, I know some of y'all just heard what she said, and you're like, I got to get this book. It is available. It released just a few weeks ago, so you need to go get that. You need to start reading. Listen, you get to the side chick part in chapter two, so we dive right in. We dive headlong into confronting these issues. And for you to get men to open up, you really, really gained a lot of trust. Was there any issues getting men to open up, or did they share freely?
No, I think I had to earn that.
Yeah.
I think they had to see that it was not just another woman trying to bash men.
Mm-hmm.
I think men are more intuitive than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
So they can really kind of see if you just, kind of pulling the fluff over their eyes or
mm-hmm.
if it's genuine. And once I got two men to open up, then the others said, well, we don't trust you in a little bit of this. And honestly, I got a little bit from everyone. That was not someone sitting and giving me everything. But over the years, the 300 and something men, I was able to put that together.
Wow. Let me tell you a little more about this book. This book was birthed after Dr. Hope recovered from a divorce herself. She took a long, hard look, sorting through feelings, healing, and forgiving. Dr. Hope has realized that divorce is never one-sided. Let me say that again. She realized that divorce is never one-sided. That's something that we struggle with, you know, in our relationships, is realizing that not only love, but, you know, divorce is not only one-sided, right? So she discovered that it was not 50-50, but it's 100-100. And when the party stopped realizing that and began to stop putting effort in, then the percentage quickly becomes one-sided and begins to drain the other partner. Let me read that to you again. She said that marriage is never 50-50. It's always 100-100. That means we go all in, right? And when we stop realizing that and start putting less and less effort in, or stop putting effort in altogether, the percentage quickly becomes one-sided and begins to drain the other partner. How many of you can attest to that? Dr. Hope has spent a lot of time speaking with men and women about relationships, their marriages, you know, because not only are married people affected by separations, you know, of course, people in relationships, boyfriend, girlfriend, people in the phase of courting that never make it beyond that phase, they experience separation as well, right? So she spent a lot of time talking with men and women about relationships and their views, and she took those findings and wrote this book. She took the conversations that she had with men, she shared them with the women on behalf of the men. Isn't that something, that she heard from the men and she took those findings and shared them with women? So isn't that something? A lot of times we look at relationships and we're like, man, I wish somebody could just say to her what I'm feeling, say to her what I'm thinking. Well, that's what's in this book with Dr. Hope. And that's why this book is so important. That's why this podcast today is so important, because we need to reach a level of, you know, transparency in our relationships. Number one, where we can say what we're feeling without the threat of retribution, you know, because sometimes what we're feeling is just what we're feeling. You know, we're not we don't really mean harm, even though maybe what we say or what we're feeling may bring harm emotionally. You know, I won't say physically, because if it means physical harm, you definitely need to separate from that. But you know, sometimes we don't mean the effect, you know, that sometimes what we say or what we're feeling brings. So Dr. Hope has, in this book, has kind of encapsulated the mind of a little piece of the mind, because not all of the men, as she said in the last segment, were, you know, really forthcoming about everything. Not that they held back, but you know, the comfort level has to be there for a lot of us to share as men, you know. So that's why this book is good. Men, check this book out, because, you know, sometimes you just need to see and you need to experience that another man is feeling what you're feeling. You're not by yourself and feeling that, you know. And as we know ourselves, we're able to open up and learn others, right? So this is Dr. Hope talking about relationships and so much more in this book, His Heart, Her Voice. I know you want to hear more from Dr. Hope, so let's get back into this next segment, talking with Dr. Hope about this wonderful book. Wow, that's a lot of guys. That's a lot of people sharing a lot of different experiences. So I'm going to ask you this. In all of that interview and those 300 plus men, was there anything that stood out during your interview process?
There are quite a few things that stood out. And I didn't know, as much as I've, you know, my degree is in psychology. Mm-hmm. I'm certified, and I do a lot of work with couples. But I did not understand what the man goes through after a relationship ends. Because mm-hmm. it looks like if you have a husband and wife who break up, it looks like he goes into another relationship really quickly. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like he's hurting. But when I heard one of the chapters has a letter from a husband to his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And when I heard what they went through or how they feel, you know, I never thought that the men would be crying and they can't eat and they felt rejection and, you know, those, I guess I knew it generally, cognitively, I knew that, but mm-hmm. to know and to hear these brothers talk about it, it was an eye-opener for me.
Were you sad when you were reading that letter from that man to his ex-wife? Did that make you sad?
Yeah, it did. It did, because I think, and one of the reasons I wrote the book, and I do workshops and seminars and conferences, is so that I could communicate that to the women. Because mm-hmm. I think I would have made different choices over my life if I knew the heart of a man.
Yeah.
Because you guys put on this armor, you know, nothing, you know, you're strong, nothing bothers you. But I realized that a wise woman, as Proverbs says, would have to help him take the layers off. It's the analogy that we use is a cup of coffee. You have the milk in there and the sugar and the water, but if you don't stir it up, you don't get the true flavor.
Right.
And the woman has to have the art of stirring him up. And I wish I knew that. You know, I think I would have made better choices. And I'm hoping to have the audience, the opportunity to share with women how to stir him up.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. I love that because I think even in this generation now, my generation, the 30s and 40 year olds, you know, now us men, we're okay saying, you know, hey, there's more to me than just, you know, going to work, being a provider, you know, bringing money home, you know, get to know me. You know, I think now we're able to say that safely, you know. But I love that. Stir him up. See, now I'm looking at chapter 2 and why he wants a side chick.
Yeah, it's the stirring up, and I think if we learn that, and if you look through the scripture, when there's not a lot of mention of women, but when most women are mentioned, they're mentioned in terms of their relationship with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been placed in a strong position. In one of the chapters, we talked about the woman being the neck. The man is the head.
Wow.
The woman is the neck.
Turns the head.
And as she has the support, the head cannot turn without the support.
Right.
And we see in Genesis with Abraham, Sarah had that position.
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah used it, and she led him to have an alternative to what God says.
Right.
Whoa. And several times in scriptures you see that. So the woman needs to know her place. It's a place of strength, but it's a place of support. And if we know that, we will make better choices in our relationships.
I love that, make better choices. That's a theme I keep hearing from you. His heart, her voice. And I love that, you know, what you're getting from this research. As I'm looking at it now, it seems to me that you are going to cause us, once we read this book, the experiences of reading this book and reading from the experience of the men in the book, is going to cause us to kind of rewrite some rules here.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Am I right saying that?
Yes. I'm hoping that we look at relationships different, because as much as most of us are believers, we've pulled so much from the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's something that you can think about. If you have two people who've been in a relationship, the relationship is ended. If the Lord comes for these two believers, they're going to the same heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to be so mad at each other? Why do we have to be so bitter? Why can't we just make a decision, you know, maybe this is not working, and still love each other? So we've heard from the world, this is how you treat a man. This, you know, I have to be a strong, black, independent woman, which means be disrespectful, dishonorable to my man. And those things are not based on the premise of scripture. There's no scriptural basis for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to rewrite. You know I sound passionate about it, but if I can say the goal is 2017, no one I know should be divorced. I'm doing the conferences, I'm doing the seminars, I'm writing books, I'm doing Facebook, I'm Twitter, everything, because we're going down the path of destruction. This is how the enemy is getting at us.
Mm-hmm,
He's getting at us through relationships, and we want to be able to say loud and clear that there's help.
Wow.
For those who need it.
Here you are right by my side. Words cannot express how I feel. Being this close to you, heaven seems much nearer in your eyes. Wish that I could touch your lonely heart. I can see your face and I start to trembling all inside.
close and yet so far away. Wish that I could touch your lonely heart. Open up and let the light inside. I just wanna be your friend. Let's forget about the tears we've cried. Darling, I just wanna love you. Wish that I could touch your lonely heart. Open up and let my light inside. I just wanna be your friend. Let's forget about our foolish pride. Darling, I just wanna love you. Wish that I could touch your lonely heart. Ooh. Here we are together now, wanting you but don't know how. Knowing I care for you, even if we have to start all over again. Wish that I could touch your lonely heart. Open up and let my light inside. I just wanna be
always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
All right. What kind of investment are you willing to make? That was a very good commercial from the United Negro College Fund there. Stock tip. Invest in yourself and get this book by Dr. Cheryl Hope. We're still talking about it here on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. It's entitled His Heart, Her Voice. It's a very good book. We're hearing from Dr. Hope about the entire process of putting it all together, doing the interviews, doing the legwork of putting it all together and compiling the interviews and the information in a book for you. That was Natalie Cole. It's a little known song by her. It's called Your Lonely Heart. And these men share from their lonely heart. Wow. That's something you don't hear from about men a lot, that lonely heart. The aftermath of a breakup, of a divorce. And it's all here in this book with Dr. Hope. The book entitled His Heart, Her Voice. We're gonna finish off this interview in this next segment talking with Dr. Hope. I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, I'm going to share her contact information so you can get to Dr. Hope yourself, get this book for yourself, connect on social media, all of the above. Thank you again so much for listening to this fantastic interview with Dr. Cheryl Hope. We now will go to our final segment with Dr. Hope here on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. As always, thank you so much for listening. For those who need it. So yeah, and we're also dealing with saving the family, preserving the family unit.
Yes, I guess
not so much as we know it, but again, that's another rule that we have to rewrite because everybody's different, you know, and once we kind of get different perspectives, we know who and what we can be, you know, because it's a safe thing we see from other experiences. You know, we're not the only one that feels the way we feel, not the only one experiencing what we experience, you know. And I'm going to say this, through a personal experience in my own marriage, you know, I was trying to reach out to my wife, just really trying to find the words to say something. And I don't know if it's in the book yet. I haven't read down that far. But there was a song that was out, and it was it's called Insanity by Gregory Porter. And Layla Hathaway is in that song. And there's a line that says, stop this insanity. Bring your love on back to me before we go too far. And while me and my wife were in that rough patch, that's what I was trying to say, but I didn't really know how to say it. But when we came back, you know, and we got everything straightened out, I eventually said what I wanted to say. You know, I didn't have the right words. I didn't really, you know, I didn't find any terminology in the book. I didn't go grab T.D. Jakes' He Motions, but I laid it all out, you know, and I was like, this is who I am. This is what I need you to be for me, you know, so that we can survive as a family union. And I was so glad that I was able to do that as a husband and not as an ex-husband, because, you know, we were right there, you know.
And I think that's what we talk about, because there are times that there's this internal thing that's happening, and there's an emotion I feel, but my mouth is saying something else.
Yes.
I want her to stay, but my mouth is saying, go, yep. I don't care. And yep. My heart is saying, what on earth are you doing? There's this thing that is going on. And we talk about that a little bit with understanding that that's what it is. And you have to quiet the voice inside of you. You have to quiet yourself and not be too quick to speak, because a lot of relationships end when people wanted to stay. They wanted to have the right words, but it's just insane.
Wow.
So that happens, and we talked about single dads, because there are a lot of single dads.
Step parenting.
We talked about people getting into relationship with a man who has lost his wife through death, which is very different from divorce.
Yeah.
And what that means in terms of the children, that kind of competition that goes on when the father has a daughter and he's bringing the girlfriend in. So the book deals with married, it deals with single, it deals with people who are on the verge of divorce, and those people who just need help, just relationships.
Wow. So.
So this is a passion. This is what, and I'm hoping everybody will go get the book. The book is available on Amazon. It's on iBooks. It's Barnes & Noble. And if you want to get an autographed copy, you can get the book directly from me by going to www.hisheartheravoice.com.
I love that. I love that. It's 11 chapters that will change your life. This, men and women, read this book.
Yes.
Make this a part of your life, because God loves marriage. He gave us the institution of marriage to do more than procreate. There's a reason why he puts us together.
Yes, sir. And that's good. You know, this is why I learned from the man cave. You know, that was very important to be able to say, because sometimes we pull that too from the world. It's just a matter of appropriation.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's a good book. It's an easy read. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to talk, you can always find me on Facebook. My name is Cheryl with two L's, Hope. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on. We really, 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 really want to help relationship, help pastors, especially people in ministry, because they are the ones who give so much and lose their families. We see so many pastors who are on their third, fourth marriage. Ooh. And something is wrong. So it means that you have Jesus, but something is off track, you know, not aligned properly. And so we really, really, really want to help.
I love that. So we can also go to the website to book you for a conference, or bring your conference to our churches wherever we are.
Yes, okay. yes, you can. It's Cheryl Hope. You can find me on Facebook, Cheryl with two L's. My parents thought that was funny. Everyone has one L, but mine has two.
All right.
And the last name is Hope, so I bring Hope. And the website is CherylHope.com. You can go there or on Facebook, and I'll be glad to come anywhere to be able to help relationships. That's what I think God has ordained me to do now. You know, I have my degree in theology, my degree in psychology, and my love for people and marriage and relationships. You want to make me happy, show me a healthy relationship.
Yes, we'll do. I accept that challenge. And I'm going to accept the challenge of reading this book. I'm looking, it's a total of 129 pages. And these 129 pages, give or take, will change your life. They'll transform the way you think. They'll transform the way you love each other. And so there's even stuff to challenge for single dads. So, men, get this book. Ladies, you want to understand that person laying next to you every day? Get this book. And healthy homes can change the world. So, this is on my recommended reading list. His Heart, her voice. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Fred. This has been awesome. It's been awesome. And anyone, again, if you want the book, you can go online to Amazon. The book is His Heart, Her Voice. And that is, I went into man cave, heard his heart, and I'm speaking with my voice. So His Heart, Her Voice. Or you can go to my ministry page on Facebook. We have a lot of videos and teaching aids and conversations that we're having that will really, really help your relationship.
Amazing. We are there. It's done. I'm going to update you. I'm going to get this book and I'm going to read it. I'm going to make sure I update you, let you know how everything is going.
That's great. That's so great.
Absolutely.
Ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
And the best of friends.
Oh.
And I hope I hope that we can be that. Oh, until the end. Sometimes the lover can be angry till the end. But it's always the friend inside that will make a man. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same.
Never be the same.
Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far. Ooh, yeah.
We were lovers and the best of. And I know that we can be that. Be that till the end.
We gon' be that till the end.
Sometimes a lover can be angry till. A
friend inside
that will make amends. Oh,
how did we ever lose our way and stop to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same.
Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
All right, so we want to thank Dr. Cheryl Hope for talking with us today, taking some time out to inform us about her book, His Heart, Her Voice. You can find Dr. Hope on Facebook. It's Cheryl Hope Ministries International. That's C-H-E-R-Y-L-L. Two L's, don't forget that. And connect with her there. Also, go to Amazon, get that book added to your collection. We've heard from Gregory Porter featuring Layla Hathaway. That song was Insanity. And we're going to close out the show with a song by Tisha Stratford. It's called Pray Together. Let's pray together. Stop that insanity, y'all. Let's pray together. Let's preserve what we still have in our relationships and our marriages and our families. Put together. Let's let the word be real in our lives that what God has joined together, let no man, no woman, no outside force, no family, no anything put asunder. In hope that we can grow from this experience. In hope that we can grow and to see this thing the way God wants it to be. Let the pain from others, let that be a lesson for us. You know, as we continue to pray for healing for them, let's allow God to use this for us as a tool for us to grow and to understand each other. Let's love on a different level. Again, connect with Dr. Cheryl Hope and the Cheryl Hope Ministries International on Facebook. Make sure you let her know you enjoyed this interview also. If you want to invite her to where you are, you can connect with her there on Facebook to bring her where you are, to share with your men, your women, you know, get things just put in place, put in proper perspective. so that the Lord can be glorified in our relationships and our coming together. Again, thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio today. It's been my pleasure to bring you this interview, to share this music with you as well. It was a very different show, but that's what we do here on Soul Prosper Radio. We touch all aspects of life and ministry, even where they intersect. We find those places there, and we just kind of spotlight those things there. We're not afraid to talk about anything here on the show. So, we thank Dr. Hope again for coming, talking with us. We want to thank my very good friend, Lori McNeil. We want to thank her for making this happen, making this possible. So again, thank you for listening to Soul Prosper Radio today. It's been my prayer that you enjoy this, that you learn something, that you've got something to take away and share with someone else or implement in your own marriage or relationship. I tell you what, in the comments there, let me know your feedback about the show. You can also email me, fred@spradioshow.com, and let me know what you think of the show. All right, it's time for me to get out of here. You've been listening under me talking to Tisha Stratford with Pray Together. It's time for me to go. Time for us to, get back to putting these lessons to work here. I wish I could stay all day and talk to you, but we can't. It's time to go. And until the next time, until the next episode, thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Until next time, God bless you.